Do you ever get around someone and you feel like your insides just literally like, warning, and then your anxiety just goes off the chart because you realize you're bouncing energy, positive energy off of negative energy. Stay away from people like that. I literally tested it out, and it literally, the therapist said, watch, it'll happen again. You get into that feeling, you know, it, body's telling you, your intuition, your gut's telling you, you know, stay away, not good, stay away. I was tested a couple of days ago and 100% accurate. I realized I cannot be around this individual at all. I don't know him. I never knew him. It was just a fraud. Period. That's all I can say, you know? And then I realized when that happens, I need to just take some time and regroup myself, recharge, and get back into peace and calm. And that's a big part with therapy, with trauma therapy, is learning to take anxiety. When you have severe anxiety like I have, and you just reroute the anxiety into something productive and calm and something positive out of it. Like I said, I'm learning my optimistic side. I had pessimistic my whole life, but now I'm realizing this optimistic side and how things are changing in my life. It was interesting, my angel card reading last couple days has been just like spot on. Actually, the past week has been spot on. Today was called Take Action. And basically means that your guardian angels are on your side and your loved ones, and now this is the time to proceed forward. Don't be afraid. Don't feel bad about it. You do what you need to do. You take care of yourself. This is the time, and right now you need to basically move forward. I have a major hearing next month, and I realize I may have to pursue a court hearing in the county too. I have a legal separation that needs to go by. It needs to be seriously taken, and it hasn't been. And it's been my fault that I have not enforced that legal separation. And I realized, you know, you can't just keep sitting back, you know? If you keep sitting back, you don't enforce things, the person that needs to be enforced on is gonna call your bluff. And you realize after a while, there's no more bluff calling. So I had a meeting this morning with attorneys, like, listen, you know, this is the situation. Well, one more time. You're nobody's mother. You shouldn't have to reiterate to somebody texts or any voicemails, record for us, that they know what they're responsible for in legal separation. If they don't do it, then they'll have to go to court, period. It will be enforced. And there's parts when you have legal documents, there's contempt when somebody doesn't go by legal document and they put you in a bad situation, a bad place. It's not a joke, it's the truth. But I realize this individual, well, I can't be around him. I don't feel like myself around him. It's because I don't know who they are. That's the truth. You know, I have to keep moving forward, but I'm gonna do what I need to do for me and my fur kids, that's the truth. If somebody tries to sink you, you better swim. You better keep your head above water. That's all I gotta say. But take action. It's today, you know. It's time to take action. You know, I'm nobody's mother and stuff, and I'm no pushover either. But if somebody sits there and thinks you're not gonna proceed ahead, well, I guess you'll figure it out when you least expect it. That's all I gotta say. I'm not the same person yesterday or last week or last month or last year, to be factual about it. But I got stuff from the state over the past couple days. It's been interesting. I got stuff from disability in the mail. It was interesting. Updates and things, and they're sending me updates and things, and I have two cases that are open regarding everything going on, and it's going to be a hell of a hearing next month. Trying to get everything just enforced, you know? How people should have behaved, you know? Would I have treated anybody in the situations that I've been? Whether it was going through oncology treatments or just struggling or needing emotional support, would I have treated anyone the same way? Hell no. No. Mm-mm. Been asked it numerous times. No. Mm-mm. No. Because I do believe we all answer in the afterlife, and there's no way. I think there's morals and decency. And when you do things and you really hurt people, you have to make that past right now in the present, so it can move on. If not, you're always going to be simmering in your past. Not me. I'll take ownership for things I've done, but for people who've not taken ownership, that's your simmering. You will simmer in that for the rest of your life. I believe that. It came from a therapy point of view. Is the pot is never empty. They just simmer in the pot over and over and over again. It remains the subconscious. People have guilt, you know, whether they show it or not. But you do things that are hurtful to people, you know, they already have a full plate. You gotta make amends with the past. Period. And apologies owed. If not, things don't move forward and you keep your distance. And I definitely have. You know, I'm going to do everything to protect myself. And that's the truth. But it's going to be interesting next month's hearing. Anything goes, you know, it's not up to me. I was talking to my attorney on the phone today, and I said, I know we have to wait for the judge's decision, but I know it can go up to 90 days. Is there any way we expedite it? I don't know, and they don't know, and it's something that's going to be questioned and brought up just because of the situation that I'm in. So we'll see. I just don't know. There's a lot of things that I have to remain private, but I got a lot of letters in the mail and a lot of things in the mail pertaining next month, and lo and behold, they come at the right time. Like, is it a coincidence? I don't think so. Is the universe lining up? I think so. Take action? Oh, I definitely think so. You know, I realized I have to have a roommate. I still have parts of piping and plumbing that working with the company once they get done with their big business contracts, especially right now with a lot of plumbing issues and things down south with all the rain and that. Then they work on the small residential projects like the house, you know, like mine. But I realized I have to have a roommate, you know? And I've been looking and tinkering with this over the past week and what, you know, companies to go through that they do background checks and so you don't get anything crazy going on. And I really, really truthfully had somebody lined up and I thought this is going to work. You know, I was optimistic about it. I'm like, everything looks good. Okay. All right. You know, and then interesting this morning. If you're going to be roommates with someone and you're looking for a roommate, okay, and there's a lot of people looking to, you know, collaborate together on mortgages and whatever situation you're in, this is the day and age. Economy is horrible, and they just raised the interest rate again. Crazy. Last thing they needed to bring the interest rate down. But everything was good, and I thought, okay, this is going to work, you know, I'm going to help you, you're going to help me, and, you know, and blah, 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 and got to know, you know, their backstory and this, and I knew I wasn't dealing with anything crazy, and then the text message. By the way, I have been living with my girlfriend, and she doesn't know that I'm moving out. Right there, I'm like, forget it. Why, oh why, would you go through the process with background checks and everything and not be truthful and honest of your current living situation? Was told living with friends. That was on the application. And I literally talked to them, you know, numerous times. Come up, that text message this morning. I thought, no, that's not going to work. I don't want that drama, especially if there's kids involved. I don't want the baby mama drama. If you're looking, you know, for a roommate situation, and you're going on these company apps and that, which do background checks and, you know, make sure that they're guaranteed check and, you know, they're legit, please, by all means. But they will do the background checks and get your, you know, you put your ad up and you get the applications and that, and they will do the background checks. Everything was like perfectly lined up. And I thought, this is great, you know, next couple weeks, whatever, you know, mid-August. And then the text message this morning, I didn't tell my girlfriend that I was moving out. You know, the situation's not working out. We've been dating for a year, and I just don't feel it, and I want to be on my own, and I couldn't afford, you know, a house for myself, and been looking for a roommate, and I signed up for this company, and I still haven't told her. My response? No response. I'm in a different place, you know, in my life right now, and I'm not going to respond to something like that. I will talk to those and be a friend of mine and say I'm going to correspond with this, but that's not going to work. Last thing I need is somebody's girlfriend come rolling up on the property or somebody get crazy, especially if there's kids involved. Said there was no kids involved. Probably she has kids and involved. That's unfortunate, you know, and I realize that something that shouldn't be that hard is going to take time too. And that's finding someone, you know, and you're opening up, you know, your life and you're sharing part of your life. You know, that's what roommates do. We've all had roommates, you know, I did in my 20s and 30s, you know, early 30s and 20s, but this is 2023 and anything goes, and you have to be really careful because there's con artists, there's scam artists, there's crazy people who don't want to be another one of the, what is that, blah, 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 beach guy, that serial killer going on and crazy stuff. So you got to be really careful and really go and talk to, you know, if you got legal counsel, talk to legal counsel, you know, get the word out, the feelers out of companies that will do these background checks so you can land a roommate and be secure and comfortable. But you know, I don't think you can ever be too secure or comfortable. I don't think anything's 100% guaranteed because look, everything lined up and then text me, I have a girlfriend and she don't know yet. The last text from them, because I wasn't responding back, was I'm going to talk to them tomorrow. I'm off work today. I'll get back to you. And I'm thinking that's not going to work. You know, you have to be completely transparent when you're going to be a roommate with someone. There's no time or space to not be honest. Dishonest, done. There is no second chance, not in this situation. I wish the legal separation was being abided by legally and taken serious, but it wasn't. So I'm put in this situation, and I have no choice, but I'm going to do what I need to do to keep swimming. I'm not going to let anybody sink me. No way, no how. That's the truth. I've gone through too much in my life. I'm not going to let anybody do that. I'll fight my ass off, you know? But this situation I'm in, I thought this is a great podcast because this is literally this happened. And I know a lot of people are moving in with other people, you know? There's a lot of parents out there. You see that on the CNN, was it Fox News, talking about how many parents are helping their adult kids to get in houses because the rentals are too expensive and the parents already have, you know, free of mortgage and that, and they look at it a win-win because in the end, and the kid they can end up redoing their loan, okay, and get the parents off the name when interest rates go down. The parent doesn't have to watch their kids struggle or be stressed out or be homeless, heaven forbid. And the parents are literally helping the adult children, sons and daughters, get into homes. This is not unheard of. It's not norm. Any parents, you're a good parent of parents, and you have a son or daughter, and you watch them struggle, and they need help, get them in a damn house. Help them out. There's no excuse, absolutely no excuse, unless you just don't care about your son or daughter. And that's the way I look at it, you know? But I'm not going to let anybody sink me. I'm going to swim, but I'm in a situation I don't have that help. So I have to find a roommate. I'll address legal separation in court next month, you know? I'm put in situations that I shouldn't be, but it is what it is. There's no pity parties, and sorry, I haven't gotten any gifts, if that's the truth, and it is. But I'm going to do what I need to do. But for those out there and you're in that situation and you're on these sites and that and they're legitimate and they're doing the background checks and trust me by saying, if you ran into this, you're not alone. Everything goes great, and then all of a sudden, you know, that last little piece, you know, I thought to myself, this pessimistic self side, this is too good to be true. Something's going to drop here. I don't know what. Something. I mean, there was no criminal, no nothing, no background, blah blah blah, everything was fine, driver's license, blah blah blah. And then I have a girlfriend, pastor, and she doesn't know I'm moving out. I think my text message tomorrow is going to be a call. I'll be like, listen, I don't want that kind of, you know, I don't want any problems or anything, and that's not going to work. It's not going to work. The schedule would work great, you know. They travel for a living and stuff, and that's great, okay? But that's not great, especially if men, okay? Transparency, honesty, once again, I'm going to say is everything. You know, you cannot double dip or have your cake and ice cream eat it too, okay? If you're moving on with your life and things aren't working in our relation, the best thing and the most honest thing to do is to be honest with yourself. Most importantly, be honest and truthful and transparent with the person you're with. You know, this could have gone down real bad. I could have had somebody crazy, you know, stalking and everything else. And we're talking about utilizing a restraining order the right way and not out of spite, but literally using a restraining order the way it's supposed to be used. That would have probably most likely 100% happened. I'm not getting too crazy. I'm realizing peace and calm. Got back into yoga. I realized in the evening I have to put little baby Blue and with her chewies and that in the cage because you cannot do floor yoga with a husky who's going on 6 months old because she's not going to have it. Also been getting into meditation. Buddhism is a great way of practicing meditation. No, I'm not going to transition and change into Buddhism and that and spiritually change over religion and that. But it's always been to me of listening to chanting, meditation, that and I when I realize now with great therapy, as I realized, as I was told this last session this week, is when you feel your anxiety kick, whether it's bouncing off of some negative energy, which I experienced days ago, you need to remove yourself or remove the person or the situation. Nobody is worth having a heart attack or a panic attack, you know. That's your body saying warning, get away, okay? And then you'll get back into being centered. And I really did, and it worked. Then when you feel your brain going back in that situation, you know, take some deep breaths in, hold it, let it out. Center yourself, put on Calm Radio. I have Calm Radio app. Light some candles. Bath & Body has the fall festive scents out right now. A friend of mine sent me some sprays, not room sprays, but they're like body sprays, but you can use them in the room, you know? I don't do candles, but the sprays are amazing. Put something in the air that you're breathing and make you happy, you know? Turn the AC down a little bit, you know, dim the curtains or something or they, it's really hot right now. Get yourself a coffee, a decaf, of course not caffeinated, But when you feel yourself like anxiety and that, and what I'm being taught now and continue back is peace and calm and ways to continue. But I'm telling you, meditation and yoga is an amazing way, especially in the evening, to take it down. And I'm telling you, I can't remember last time I was able to go through a full-streamed show of my favorites last two nights. I literally have been out before I even could watch 10 minutes of it. Wake up with the remote in my hand. But I will have to say, the last one I did see was the last episode of Sex and the City. She sent it to Aiden. You see that? Anybody see that email? She sent it to Aiden. Carrie is. I just wish they'd bring Mr. Big back, you know? Maybe it was all a dream or something, you know? And let's keep Samantha. Let's not do a little skit off, you know, into another, you know, room, production room. Let's get Samantha back. But what a crazy, I mean, this is crazy. Steve already went and moved on and had sex in their bed with another person, the Whole Foods delivery girl. I'm gonna shh right now for those who haven't watched the last episode of Sex and the City, but this is what I mean. Do something for yourself. Do something that makes you happy. You're allowed to be selfish, especially when you've gone through a lot in your life and you've never realized peace and calm. You're constantly living a fight or flight mode, constantly on this up high of constantly feeling like you have to constantly, which you are, defending yourself. Oh, you got to bring it way down. You got to take it a million steps down, and you got to protect your peace no matter what it is. You know, it's priceless, your peace is. And when you find yourself feeling anxious, no matter what the situation, you know, recharge yourself, step away. Step away online, step away what you need to do, and take some time out. Take some time out for number one, you. Yeah.